Well, good evening, gentlemen. And how are you this evening? Yes, I've got another quick review for you. Well, I know some people play the game for hours and finish it and then tell you all about it. I can play a game for 3 to 4 hours and get a gist of what the game's all about. Of course, my reviews are not in-depth and not very technical either. They're just straight from the hip. And this is Doom Eternal. I know, probably the last person on the planet that hadn't played it yet. But that's a good reason, because I knew what it was going to be like. It was a run-and-shoot game. And I'm not really into run-and-shoot games. That's why I stopped playing COD. Because in that game you just run, shoot, die, respawn, run, shoot, kill, you know. But this was only £6.97. And for that price I thought, well, I'll take a chance. And I wasn't wrong. It's definitely a run-and-shoot game. If you want to relax, this isn't the game for you. But I must say, the game is well put together, and it's got very good graphics, and it runs silky smooth. And apparently you have to sign in to the maker's site to play the game online. There is a way around it, I'll put a link down below, but the trouble is you don't receive any of the patches or anything, doing it that way. And I mean playing offline. But the reason you have to sign into their site to play it is so they can keep an eye on you. How long you play, what time of day do you play? They're basically just spying on you. And if you think about it, you kind of paid them for the privilege. Now, if they had the game graphics and some of the way they put this game together and actually did a Doom game, you know, like the original, this game might have been right up my alley. But you do tend to get to areas where you get killed a lot. And what does it do? Start you right back from the beginning of that sort of section. So, yes, it's repetitive. But to be honest, you know, I had a bit more fun with this than I did RoboCop Rogue City, which I did try again. And they start making you a detective, which is pretty naff, actually. It's a bit noddy. I think they would have been better to stick with just a shooter. Now, I don't suspect I'll be playing Doom Eternal for very long either, because it does get rather samey. But they did make some beautiful places that you can die in, and a lot of good artwork. So I've got to give them that. And like I say, it has no glitches that I can see. It plays wonderfully smooth. And once again, I'll be happy to hear from anybody who's played Doom Eternal and what they think. Oh yeah, I must say as well, the music is very good as well in it, and the sound effects. So they've got pretty much everything right. Just not my type of game, really.
Oh, come on, Solomon, don't you like anything?
I'm very picky. As we all should be, because we're all special, right? Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and hey, you take it easy out there.